WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 46 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Another $1.5 million is going into the expansion of ball fields at College Station's Veterans Park. That didn't sit well with a couple of members who were part of last night's unanimous vote, including Jerome Rectorick.
I'm going to be reluctantly supporting this, very reluctantly, and I would sincerely hope that nobody comes back in some future date to say, well, 1.55 was not quite enough, we need another whatever.
Public Works Director Donald Harmon responded to what is now a $5.2 million project.
This is just the real number for what it would have cost. If I budgeted $5 million 3 years ago, we wouldn't be having this conversation, but we would be moving forward with constructing it.
The additional cost includes addressing drainage issues that were not discovered in the preliminary design. The base bid is for two lighted ball fields with synthetic turf and another parking lot. The council also added another restroom, walkways, and other amenities. The council is tentatively scheduled to award a construction contract next month. If that is approved, completion is expected to take until this fall. Bryan School Board members have no opposition to turning the current administration building into offices for the district's special education department. The administration's recommendation was supported by board member and retired teacher Ruthie Waller.
With special ed, there's so many off-campus meetings with parents that are not allowed to go on campus. I mean, you know, you hate to say that, but it happens. There's ongoing education for those teachers and administrators almost more than anybody. And so if they have access to these conference rooms and these bigger office spaces with all the meetings and all the needs that they have.
Construction manager Jeff Windsor says the current ad building has other possible functions.
There's also a lot of room on the first floor for record storage, because right now we desperately need some record storage, and it would be, we already have a loading dock right there, so it's a great place for the print shop.
Remaining administration offices will move after renovation to the former Stephen F. Austin building is completed in May. Bryan School Board members yesterday unanimously voted to pursue buying land to build a new campus.
The location of the property that's going to be negotiated for purchase is where?
We cannot discuss that at this time.
Board President Mark McCall also repeated he could not reveal whether the board is considering a new campus in the immediate future or not.
Since we're in negotiations with actual property, we're not allowed to discuss it or talk about it at this point in time.
McCall told WTAW News he could answer that question when negotiations have finished, whether or not the board decides to buy the land. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 46 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Melissa Buis, and I am a candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I am a lifelong resident of Brazos County, graduating from Bryan High and receiving both my bachelor's and master's degrees from Texas A&M University. I am the only candidate who has worked with Brazos County for over 22 years, specifically in the Brazos County Attorney's Office. I am confident this experience will allow me a smooth transition to perform the duties of the district clerk. Please vote Melissa L. Buis for Brazos County District Clerk.
Paid political advertisement by the Melissa L. Buis campaign.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy efficient and low maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So, new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
I'm Ben Lamond. My wife Christy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built the business here, We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamond. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamond Campaign.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. Choose the powerful and versatile John Deere 5045E tractor. This 50-horsepower tractor offers the muscle and features you need to tackle your to-do list, includes a 5-year powertrain warranty, and a surprisingly affordable starting price of only $159 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgandTurf.com.
Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, good morning. 7-Eleven Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Lots of sunshine across the area today as high pressure starts to head our way. Temperatures will be somewhere between 70 and 75 later in the day. Clear to partly cloudy overnight. We're 40 to 45. Sunshine, a little cooler for tomorrow. Highs still only reach 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear, 40 to 45. Sunshine will continue Thursday, and it'll start to warm up a little bit. Highs Thursday afternoon, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Aggie women's hoops, coming off a strong showing at the SEC tournament. Hear a little bit from Coach Gary Blair at his radio show last night. Actually, he was on the road, but he made sure to call in. Also, Coach Billy Kennedy holding his final radio show of the season. The guys gearing up to take part in the SEC tournament this week. Now, it started off as a very, underwhelming SEC conference slate for the Aggies, but they were able to turn things around. Coach Billy Kennedy says some folks lose sight of that.
You take those four games out of it, we had a pretty good SEC season, but it never really felt like that. And sometimes you got to go back and really look at it and see.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up, as well as talking Aggie baseball, softball, and so much more on sports.
Not to belabor the point, but I imagine there are a whole bunch of teams go, oh, if we could take those four games
out,
we'd have been really, really good.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you know, I understand what he's trying to say, and what else are you going to say?
All right, so fine. So, what was the TV show that you said was not coming back?
It hadn't come back, but someone texted me in and said it is coming back this Sunday.
Yep, it is.
So Timeless. Timeless is the name of it.
Some fan you are.
And, but it took quite a hiatus.
Once
and there
again.
Was rumor that it wasn't coming back, and then it was.
So it
and
so. All right, we're not going to do this today because we've got other stuff to do today. But just to show you, if you needed more evidence of the wussification of U.S. Americans.
Wussification.
Okay. We have a story about how to prepare for daylight saving time.
Okay.
Like you need to prepare.
I mean, I need to be prepared, right?
Of course. And we'll give you the steps on being able to do that later this week.
Okay. Because
after
it's this weekend.
You're right. And if not, you will be a helpless pile of protoplasm.
Yes.
If we don't tell you how to prepare for daylight saving
time.
Be
prepared.
In the meantime, wouldn't you like to have $325,000?
Sure.
Well, you could, but you can't, and it's your own fault. Huh?
Okay.
New survey shows the average U.S. American makes 156 impulse purchases a year.
Okay.
And over the course of your life, you will spend $325,000 on stuff you weren't planning to buy.
Okay.
We're so weak.
Yep.
I mean, we're just there. And
impulse
buys.
Yes,
we're pummeled by the opportunity to spend money.
But see, if you're just naturally not a planner, then every purchase is an impulse
purchase. Yeah, well, that's also true. All right, so according to the survey, 325 over your lifetime, let's figure out what they are.
All right.
Here are the top five impulse buys that we, as U.S. Americans, make. Number five is shoes, 28%.
Yep.
That's why Zappos exists.
Right.
Just so you can do that. Number four, take out food and delivery. 29%. Okay. Number three, household items. That could be anything.
Like a throw pillow.
I guess it. Oh, I saw this pillow and I had to have it. And of course, it was a set of three, so I had to get them all.
Oh, right. You can't just have one throw pillow.
Can't work. All right. Number two, clothing.
Mm-hmm.
53%. 53% clothing. And number one at 71%, and we all do it, even though we don't admit it, food and groceries. That's right.
Well, again, how is, like, so, but not all groceries are impulse buys.
Candy.
Like, okay.
Candy.
Okay.
Okay. We're talking candy.
Right. All right.
I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah. Or something you're just walking down the aisle and you see and decide you need it.
Right. That means that 25% of us haven't. See, I don't believe that. I do not believe that. I believe everybody has.
Yeah.
But we've talked about that and this whole convenience thing now of buying online and going and picking it up and having it dumped in your vehicle in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Be interesting to know in the long run when it's all said and done how many candy makers are not going to be happy about that.
Right, because people aren't coming in and buying that stuff.
And they don't have children bugging them.
Right.
Or they don't have those candy bars going, here, buy me.
Exactly.
Buy me.
Buy me.
Yeah. So we'll see. 5 years down the road, we'll probably have some
numbers
on that.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, if you're not going to go into the grocery store today, or even if you are, you can get a free Oreo filled candy bar.
Yep. Do they have a picture of this thing?
The Oreo candy bar?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think if you go to the website. Or just go to Oreo birthday giveaway. Just
Oreo
do that. And then we could just
give away.
And that way you can. Could you type silently? And that without telling us what
you're
typing?
No.
Okay. He also has to ask us questions that he can answer himself.
Yeah, and then again, once you give him that information, you'll be able to be bothered by the Oreo people forever. And they'll say, well, you're the one who started it.
It's like a Crunch bar.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like you can break it off in pieces.
Mm-hmm. Sure. All right. Well,
interesting. Wait, hold on. I don't know. There's multiple of them on here. I'm getting confused.
Well,
I want Oreos. I don't want an Oreo candy bar.
See, and again, it's chocolate that's got Oreo stuff inside. Could there be anything less healthy than that, probably?
Ooh, I don't know.
What about Oreo cakes?
Ooh.
You know, those ice cream cakes?
Yeah. Oh.
Heck yes.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave. Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here if your peace offering is deemed worthy. Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Prior to becoming commissioner, among other roles, Irma Colley has served on the State Board of Pardons and Parole as a parole board member, a position appointed to her by Governor Ann Richards. She has served as a juvenile probation officer, field unit, and court supervisor for Brazos County Juvenile Services and as director of the Girls Club of Brazos County.
Hi, this is Irma Colley, your county commissioner, Precinct 4. I'm running for re-election and I need your support. Please go and vote today for Irma Colley, county commissioner, Precinct 4. Thank you.
Political ad paid for by the Irma Colley campaign, Helen Washington Treasurer.
Howdy, I'm Rick Davis, A&M class of 85. I'm running to be your state representative in District 14. I'm an attorney and former judge with 8 years judicial experience. As a conservative Republican, I will stand strong in Austin for financial responsibility, governmental accountability, promote sensible legislation, and will advance traditional conservative values. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Texas A&M, pro-military, and pro-small business. I would appreciate your vote on March 6.
Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis Campaign, Roy May Treasurer. To learn more about the campaign, visit electrickdavis.com.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Bowman Business and Tax Services, an authorized IRS e-file provider.
720 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Making a little phone call.
Hello.
Hello, is this Leslie?
Yes, it is.
Leslie, it's Scott at WTAW. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, Scott.
Well, you're on the radio with us because you know what? You have won the Raise Your Roof promotion from the folks at Aggieland Roofing, and you got up to $5,000 toward a new roof. How's that?
Oh, my gosh. That is fantastic. What a blessing. That is so exciting. Thank you.
So now you.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
You registered through our website. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, sir, I did.
How many times did you register?
Just once.
Oh,
one time.
Wow.
Lucky girl.
Now, yeah. Because we have ways that you could have done multiple, but you just plugged it in and did that. How long ago did you register, Leslie?
It was several weeks ago. I listen to you guys every single day, every morning. And heard that advertisement and hopped right on. And
that's cool. What do you do, Leslie?
Well, I'm a nurse at St. Joseph's, and I'm actually at work right now.
Ooh.
So,
okay, we'll talk real quietly then.
Sorry.
That's okay. So is your roof in pretty good shape, or does your roof need to have the work done?
My roof is actually in horrible shape. It's about 14 years old, and insurance. It rained in my house during Hurricane Harvey, and insurance wouldn't replace it because they said it was just old. So I'm in desperate need of a roof.
Wow.
And, I'm a single mom, work two jobs, and this is a huge blessing.
Hey, that makes us feel doubly good when it comes to that.
Yeah, it does.
That is outstanding. Hey, Leslie, congratulations. I know you're at work, so take care of that. But, again, congratulations on winning the Raise the Roof, okay?
Thank you for running the contest, and thanks for being an awesome radio station.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
you, later.
Leslie.
Bye. All right. There you go.
Oh, awesome. Tearjerker.
That is outstanding. It really is.
That's awesome.
Folks at Aggieland Roofing did this. They said, hey, let's do this deal where we put together a plan where you could get up to $5,000 toward a new roof and you could register. And they registered really on all of our radio stations.
It was across the board.
It was. And then why I mentioned it to her, because we had a deal where you could then, if people registered through Twitter, but if you tweeted out that the contest was there and they registered through you, then you got extra signups. But Leslie only signed up one time. Way to go. And again, based on her story, it sounds like
she needs it. Yeah, for sure.
One time and she won it. And awesome.
And she listens to the Infomaniacs.
She is a
karma people. Karma. Just keep listening.
I'm letting you know, because if you didn't listen to us, you wouldn't be able to, by the way, be able to know how to prepare for daylight saving time coming up.
Okay? Right.
Just wanted to let you know. Okay. Yep. All right. So Apple has built this $5 billion spaceship campus in California. They got 13,000 employees there. A thing of beauty, but a place of danger.
Very dangerous.
It really is, because sources say that employees are walking into the transparent glass walls.
Yep.
And getting injured.
Injured enough to go to the hospital.
All right, twice in one day, employees had to call 911 because people were injured when they walked into the glass. One victim was, it says here, he or she had serious bleeding.
Serious bleeding.
As opposed to casual bleeding.
Well.
Apple addressing the problem by installing small white markers on glass walls and doors. And now the people who designed it went, this looks so horrible. But nonetheless. There you go. It's there. And hopefully,
watch out for those glass walls.
Hopefully all those really smart people at Apple will be able to walk around with a bunk in their
head. Well, they're probably like texting and like looking down.
Yeah, they're all millennials,
on their iPads and stuff.
Exactly. Well, thankfully our windows here are tinted, or else I imagine we'd have quite a few birds flying into ours.
From time to time, every once in a while. Yeah, not people.
Where are you going with that?
All right. So Zach.
So, Scott.
Sound like Chelsea's in a pretty good mood.
Seems like she is, right, you never know. It could just be a front.
It could be.
It's a trap.
Okay, here we go. When women need to earn an additional degree to make more money, it doesn't work out sometimes. According to Georgetown University Center for Education and Workforce, on average, women with a master's degree earned $83,000 a year in 2017. Men with a bachelor's degree earned $87,000.
Oh, great.
Well, that is $4,000 less than they've got a master's.
That ain't the norm, letting you know.
Yeah,
at least
I know
not
this.
Around these parts.
Anyway, meantime, men with a master's degree come in at 121. Okay.
Well, if only I'd have gotten my master's, I'm sure.
My master's isn't getting me that 83 yet. So.
But I'm just saying, so there you go. One more reason for women to be angry
today. At men.
So, guys, if you go into work today and they're just cutting their eyes at you, now you know why. And again, this is Georgetown, which is not the real world, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You could go your whole life and not meet anybody who's graduated with a master's degree from Georgetown. You might be able to, but the chances are you won't.
Anyhow,
just to let you know, that master's degree that you're working for, ladies,
doesn't really matter.
Nope, I told you that. So there. Okay. Merriam-Webster has added a whole bunch of new words to their dictionary.
More words.
Yes.
So that we can have, well, and again, then it means it's okay to use them.
I don't know why it matters, because people are just going to use whatever words they want to use anyway. It's not like, oh, that's not a real word. It's not in the dictionary.
Well, see, now that brings up something right there. Now I guess it'll work for Scrabble.
Ooh, good. Okay, good point. Or Words with Friends, or whatever other games you've got.
Then we've got those. So we'll have those for you the next half hour.
ASAP Equipment is the Brazos Valley's best independent repair shop for construction and ag equipment. ASAP will come to your job site with our fully equipped service truck to perform everything from preventative maintenance to major repairs. Discounts are also available on rental equipment while your machines are getting serviced. Call John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment at 690-1106 or stop by our shop at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station, and visit us online at asapequip.com.
Hey, good morning, 726 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather, it's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. All right, here we go. It's going to be an okay day. Yesterday wasn't too bad at all, but we're going to have the same thing today, about 71 degrees, and winds will be out of the north at 5 miles an hour. Good day for working outside, huh? About 40 tonight, kind of chilly. Tomorrow, 64. Winds will still be out of the north, and then we'll be up to 65 on Thursday. We're getting some sunshine for a while, drying stuff out. Safe to wash your vehicle. On Friday, 70 with some clouds rolling in, and we do have a slight chance of showers on Saturday, but it'll be 79 degrees, so that's nice. Right now, winds out of the north at 6. We've got fair skies, and it's 48.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
The ground is shifting in the Democrat Party. Young liberals are lining up in droves to take out the old Jurassic Park Democrats. Dianne Feinstein, California's elder senator, is the poster girl for these troubles. A few weeks ago, California's party machine refused to endorse her for re-election. Illinois House Democrat Daniel Lipinski facing a tough challenge from progressive Marie Newman. Her supporters are framing him as an anti-woman dinosaur, anti-woman Democrat. You believe it? In Texas, established Democrats are so worried about a Houston seat that the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee unloaded an Oppo research campaign on the progressive challenger. Progressives erupted with massive anger because the DCC is supposed to be neutral in primaries. The New York Times reported over the weekend that the battles to define the Democrat Party are being fought in safe Democrat districts, places like Boston, Chicago, New York. Younger progressives, who are often women, people of color, or both, are running against establishment Democrat men. Now, based on liberal Democrats' identity politics, these choices should be easy. If Democrat men face Democrat women, obviously the men should step aside and let the women win. If it's a person of color, people of non-color should step aside, unless the challenger is gay or transgendered or here illegally. And if they don't believe in climate change, then, oh, well, I've lost track of what they're doing.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 46 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. In about 3 months, most of the Bryan School District Central Administration offices will move to the former Stephen F. Austin building. During a school board workshop yesterday, there was no opposition to a recommendation to relocating all special education functions.
It's a blessing for them, finally, that they can have what they need because that department isn't getting any smaller, you know? And so we don't want them to feel like stepchildren anymore. We want them to have the space and the facility that they need.
Board member and retired BISD teacher Ruthie Waller cheered the idea from construction manager Jeff Windsor.
We would leave the offices set up as they are. So the furniture's here. It works in the space. So it should be a quick move with very little construction cost or renovation cost to do that move. And I can promise you with this, every square inch of this building will wind up being used for something.
The proposal was part of an update on projects funded by the voter-approved 2014 bond issue. The Bryan School Board remains quiet about the reason they're looking at buying land to build a new campus. Yesterday, the board gave the superintendent authorization to negotiate. After the unanimous vote, President Mark McCall says he couldn't say if they're thinking about building right away or not.
But as soon as that information is able to be made available, and I'll even make the commitment that even if nothing happens on it, you know, at some point in time, the negotiations break down or whatever, I'll be happy to talk about it at that point, too, just when it becomes back up on the agenda for further board action.
McCall also did not disclose the location of the property. An expansion at Veterans Park that was estimated at $3.6 million is now at $5.2 million. The College Station City Council agreed to spend another $1.5 million in hotel occupancy tax money for two more lighted synthetic turf fields, another parking lot, another restroom, and other amenities. Public Works Director Donald Harmon said the additional cost was in part to provide adequate drainage to protect the fields, something that became an issue with the formal design of the project.
So I would kind of characterize it more appropriately, I believe, as that elaboration of uncertainty.
While the council accepted staff's belief that enough hotel tax money will be generated to cover this and pay for the creation of the new Southeast Park, Jerome Rectorick doesn't want staff returning on the Veterans Park expansion.
Money doesn't grow on trees. I don't care whether it's hot tax dollars, sales tax dollars, or any other dollars. It does not grow on trees, and we need to, I think, do a better job of managing that.
The council is tentatively scheduled to award a construction contract next month. If that is approved, completion is expected to take until this fall. Bryan police report collecting more than $22,000 of illegal drugs during a search of a home last Thursday. Most of what was seized from the home on Broadmoor between Lazy Lane and North Avenue was marijuana-based. There was almost 5 pounds of hydroponic or professionally grown pot, which has a street value of $16,000. BPD also found more than $6,000 of THC that was in either butter form or in vape cartridges. A total of 8 types of illegal drugs were found by officers, including small amounts of LSD and ecstasy. 4 men who were arrested after the search were all released from jail the same day after posting bond. A South Bryan convenience store was hit by an armed robber Sunday night. The clerk at the Easy Shop on South College told police a man with his face covered entered with a gun and took an undisclosed amount of money. No one was injured. Problems keep piling up for State Senator Carlos Uresti.
The San Antonio Democrat, who was just convicted of 11 counts of fraud in connection with a scam fracking company, has now been hit with a divorce petition from his wife of 6 years. Margaret Uresti alleges adultery as grounds for divorce. A key prosecution witness testified Uresti seduced her and the pair had sex in his law office. Uresti denies the claim. The veteran lawmaker is facing another criminal trial in May, as well as a civil fraud lawsuit from the woman who claimed she had an affair with him, and he's facing more than a decade in prison when he's sentenced in June. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
The owner of Houston-based Shipley's Donuts is being sued by three former employees.
The civil action accuses Lawrence Shipley of sexual harassment and racial discrimination. The three women allege Shipley created a hostile work environment for years. The lawsuit details allegations of sexual misconduct and racial discrimination. The women are seeking damages for pay, emotional pain and suffering, and attorney's fees. Chris Summer, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 46 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. Don't forget, you can take us anywhere at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hello, Brazos County. This is Terrence Nunn, candidate for Justice of the Peace in Precinct 2. I have 25 years of experience interpreting and enforcing the law in Brazos County. I have a true public servant's heart and volunteer for several nonprofit organizations in our community. I'm proudly endorsed by the Eagle as the most experienced and qualified candidate. If you want integrity, fairness, and a full-time Justice of the Peace, I'd be honored to have your vote. I'm reminding you that March 6th is the last day to vote. Visit nunforjp.com. This political ad is paid for by Terrence Nunn Campaign, Stacey Nunn, Treasurer.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. Tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Prior to becoming commissioner, among other roles, Irma Colley has served on the State Board of Pardons and Parole as a parole board member, a position appointed to her by Governor Ann Richards. She has served as a juvenile probation officer, field unit, and court supervisor for Brazos County Juvenile Services and as director of the Girls Club of Brazos County.
Hi, this is Irma Colley, your county commissioner, Precinct 4. I'm running for re-election and I need your support. Please go and vote today for Irma Colley, county commissioner, Precinct 4. Thank you.
Political ad paid for by the Irma Colley campaign. Payne Helen Washington Treasurer.
Kubota Zel 2501DT packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501DT makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Now get payments as low as $129 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
Good morning, Infomaniacs, 7:38. Let's do weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports and now daily service to the Austin Airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin Airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
We'll certainly see sunshine today. It'll be a welcome change. Drier weather's had a chance to move in. Temperatures 70 to 75 later in the day. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows will get down to about 40 to 45. For tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Highs tomorrow afternoon between 60 and 65. Skies are clear tomorrow night. Lows will be 40 to 45. Thursday, partly to mostly sunny, with highs between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to hear a little bit from Coach Gary Blair was out joining his radio show last night from the road and asked about the team's performance at this past week's SEC tournament.
I thought we played very well. I thought we had a lot of kids step up to the plate. I thought they did a great job. I think we got better as a basketball team, and that's what you're trying to do.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up, also from head coach Billy Kennedy for the men's basketball team. His radio show last night, his last of the season. Also, Aggie baseball and softball will be back in action today. NCAA men's swimming and diving championships. Three Aggies have earned their spots. All that more coming up in sports.
Girls basketball tournament in Massachusetts didn't end well for one team.
The East Bridgewater Lady Vikings dominated the Madison Park Vocational High School out of Roxbury in the Division III South Sectional opener by 86 points. The superintendent of East Bridgewater Schools issuing an apology. She said this was an unfortunate situation and shouldn't be a reflection of our girls or the East Bridgewater Athletic Program. Both teams were excited for the first round of the playoffs, and unfortunately, they were not matched up well. But others say the criticism belongs with the superintendent and that an apology isn't necessary.
Not everybody's going to get a trophy. They got to stop that.
So there.
Ooh, not yeah. Everyone's going to get a trophy.
Well, yeah. And you know, again, I've said this before, if it was going to be everybody plays, then the football coach would pick out 22 names out of a hat, and that's who the starters would be.
Right.
You know? And you are going to go through life having to deal with people who don't love you or maybe don't even like you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm sorry that they lost by 87 points. It's going to happen again sometime. It's happened before.
Yeah.
Not trying to be difficult about this, but that, you know, you learn a lot from losses as well. Mm-hmm.
You're just being a jerk, Scott. Well, mean.
I understand that idea.
I was talking about this, too, the other day. So, like, in college softball, there's a run rule that is implemented after five innings.
Right.
And baseball, there's not. And, you know, and for one thing, it's just nice because it ends the games quicker in
softball.
But in baseball, you're not going to tell your kid to strike out on purpose or to get out on purpose. And so that's why sometimes those games, there was a game a couple weeks ago, 39-0,
yeah.
You know, and it's like, but, you know, I don't know. I mean,
in college, it was a baseball game.
Yeah, it was New Mexico State. And I think they beat Mississippi Valley.
Well,
the game took almost 4 hours.
22 on some Cornell or somebody.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I mean, what do you say? Hey, well, go up there and just swing and miss. Yeah. No.
Don't do it. The other team
needs to get better.
All right. So here we go. Merriam-Webster has added some phrases. Now, they have added. All right. Well, let's see. See what this is first. Yo.
That sounds a bit like the UConn-Cincinnati women's game last night. They started out 9-5. UConn was leading, and then Cincinnati didn't score for about an hour.
Ooh. Yeah.
Connecticut's not bad. All right, so they added 850 new phrases or words to their online dictionary. 850?
Wow.
I mean, I didn't know we had not had that. I mean, we're missing that many words, so they had to fill in that many. Anyway, here's some of them. Wordy. That would be a word lover, patterned after other words denoting enthusiasts like foodie, you know, kind of thing.
I thought wordy just meant being full of words.
Well, that's what I thought, too, but apparently we're wrong.
Okay.
Okay. Embiggen.
Embiggen.
That would be to make bigger.
What?
Well, for instance,
I've never heard that.
But now you have.
Oh.
Embolden, you know,
well,
that. Okay,
yeah.
So now we're going, so embiggen.
Embiggen,
so
okay.
So use that in
how do you
words
spell,
with friends.
How do you spell that?
That'd be
I-M-B-I-G-G-E-N.
I thought that's what you did when you moved into a large house.
Then there's mansplaining.
Oh, yeah.
To explain something to someone, typically a woman, in a manner that would be condescending or patronizing. Unless it's something that a guy doesn't understand that a woman needs to explain.
Right.
Which happens, too. I guess they call that woman-splaining.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yes.
So,
it's a thing. It's definitely
right.
A thing.
Hate watch. To watch and take pleasure in or laughing at criticizing television shows or movies or whatever.
Yeah, definitely can do that, too.
Okay. Glamping.
Glamping, okay. Yep. Glamorous camping.
That's it. That's mm-hmm. Right.
I thought that was already a word.
Well, apparently not, according to the Merriam-Webster
okay.
People. Self-care. That would be care for oneself.
Right.
Okay.
Everyone should practice self-care.
Yep. Self-care.
This one I haven't heard. Welp.
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 Like
welp.
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 Yep, exactly, which is used informally like
well.
Yeah. I lost my car. Welp.
Well,
okay. Some new words also were formed by combining parts of existing words, included like dog breeds, like Chiweeny and Yorkie Poo. And so there, those are your
Yorkie Poo.
Some of the 800, and again, I just didn't realize that we needed to have that many more new words out there.
It's an ever-changing dictionary.
They also added life hack. I thought life hack would have been in there by now.
Yeah.
Cryptocurrency. Okay. I like dumpster fire. Dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
We know what it is. It explains it all.
How about a nothing burger? I wonder if that's already
you know,
in there.
Nothing burger. Yeah, that was something that politicians like to use a whole lot, as a matter of fact. So now, did you know that it was on this date in 1899 that Bayer registered the trademark for aspirin?
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Who knew? Caller?
Yeah, are we watching our language evolve before our very eyes?
Well, aren't we always?
Yeah.
Right? Aren't we always?
Yeah. Well, I mean, devolve.
Devolve. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I thought you said evolve. Yeah, probably. But we talked yesterday about kids that don't have the grip strength to hold a pencil either.
Well, and the thing is, people are going to use these words no matter if they're in a dictionary or not. I mean, people don't use a dictionary.
I make up words all the time.
Sure.
So I don't see what the problem is. Yeah.
Well, and actually, I've got a list of them. We'll try to get around to them sometime soon. The way that people would put other people down a long time ago, the names that they would call them.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
So,
let's bring some of those back.
Bring some of those back. That'd be kind of cool because, you know, you call somebody one of those things and people
like,
will look at you and go,
what does that mean? And you're too dumb to even know what this
you don't
insult
even know.
Was.
That's right. Exactly.
Yep.
If you could just do
that.
It's like
double whammy.
And then they just nod as you're saying it to them. Be perfect. Okay, here we go. According to a new survey, almost 9 out of 10 people consider themselves busy. 40% say they're busy pretty much all the time. Another 47% say they're busy sometimes. So that's 87%, which means
we're all
busy. That's right. 13% apparently have nothing to do.
Busy
doing
nothing.
But you make time for what you deem important.
I suppose that's probably right.
Probably.
So again, 40% say they are pretty much busy all the time. Or should we say busy pretty much all of the time?
Mm.
Another 47% say they're busy sometimes. And the rest are just bored with
just
life.
Bored.
Some of the time, they're busy
hobby.
All the time.
That's right. 747. We have Apple news. I mean, Apple, like the ones you eat.
Okay.
We'll do that next
good.
Half
I had
hour.
One yesterday.
There you are.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage and Schnook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
I'm Ben Lamont. My wife Christy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built a business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamont. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamont Campaign.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. X-Track Light Treatment is available locally, exclusively at Child's Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. X-Track Light Treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your X-Track Light Treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
So once upon a time, you and your spouse did almost everything together, but not anymore. Ever wonder what changed? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Maybe you can relate to Chuck and Renee. When they were dating, they loved spending time together. She didn't care much for sports, but she attended every one of his softball games. And he could often be found roaming a mall with her, even though he'd tell you that just wasn't his thing. It didn't matter what they were doing as long as they were doing it together. But now, years into their marriage, it's a different picture. Chuck has his stuff, and Renee has hers. A lot of couples deal with this, and yet few couples understand what truly happened. How did they lose the deep connection they once had? Well, in many ways, it boils down to the thrill of the chase. When a couple is dating, they're striving to win each other's hearts, doing almost anything to be together. But once they say their I do's, the pursuit is over. And that's where they go wrong, because giving up the chase snuffs out the flames of romance. So if the fires that once burned in your marriage have been reduced to smoldering embers, take heart. Don't give up. You can ignite the flames once again. Go back to your wedding day and let that mark the time when your pursuit toward each other was just getting started, not where it ended. For more help building a thriving marriage, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Now listen, I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, you make the tea at that party, whatever you do, I don't care. It don't matter. What does matter is something that involves everybody. It's called snoring. Everybody hates snoring. It infringes on your personal, you know, space. What you need to do is you need to get this fixed. Go to Zipa.com, get a Zipa, and stop that horrible snoring. That's ZYPPAH.com. Zipa.com.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business? Nimble business? Dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business. Uma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. But all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit Uma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Uma, the phone your small business deserves.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning at 7:51. Well, the new AP Top 25 basketball poll was released yesterday, and the Aggie women have jumped one spot from 15th to 14th. The Maroon and White are fresh off a strong showing at the SEC tournament. Coach Gary Blair joined his weekly radio show last night from the road.
I thought we played very well. I thought we had a lot of kids step up to the plate. I thought they did a great job. I think we got better as a basketball team, and that's what you're trying to do. And I think when you're sitting there thinking about where we are, we knew we had to win at least two games to help our seeding. I think we did that. I think we played Mississippi State very well, particularly in the first 15 minutes of the game. I thought we were controlling the game, but I'm going to take it as a positive, positive.
Coach and the ladies are waiting to hear their fate for the NCAA tournament. Selections will be announced next Monday. Meanwhile, the Aggie guys received one vote in the AP poll following a three-game win streak to end their regular season. The Maroon and White finished the regular year at 20-11 overall and 9-9 in SEC play. But Coach Billy Kennedy points out the team's stock is starting to rise.
In our last 12 games, we were 8-4. You have a tendency, because it was a roller coaster, we'd won two, lose three, one, whatever it was, to think you're having a terrible year, and you have to go back and really look at it, and you say, you're 9-4 in a league that five losses won the league. In the first four games, we had guys miss games for injuries, Admon and Dwayne Wilson, and then DJ missed the first two games. You take those four games out of it, we had a pretty good SEC season, but it never really felt like that. And sometimes you got to go back and really look at it and see.
The Maroon and White will head to St. Louis this Thursday to take on Alabama in the SEC tournament. Both Aggie baseball and softball are back in action today. The 8th-ranked guys host Northwestern State at 6:30 with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, across the street, 6th-ranked Aggie softball welcomes Penn State to town at 6. Coverage for that one will be on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. A trio of Texas A&M divers earned their spots at the 2018 NCAA Men's Swimming and Diving Championship with strong performances on the first day of the NCAA Zone D qualifier. Senior Tyler Henschel and junior Sam Thornton will be making return trips to the national meet, while freshman Curtis Matthews will be making his first trip to the NCAA championship. DeMarcus Lawrence has received the franchise tag from the Dallas Cowboys, guaranteeing the Pro Bowl defensive end $17.5 million in 2018. Lawrence finished tied for second in the NFL with 14.5 sacks last year. Out on the court, Tony Parker scored 23 points off the bench to lead the San Antonio Spurs past the Memphis Grizzlies last night, 100-98. Danny Green added 14 points off the bench as San Antonio puts a stop to a two-game skid.
Everyone is big, but this one especially. After dropping two of them, being up, you know, double-digit points going into the fourth, we got to execute better defensively. We got to close games and be smarter. We can't let teams, you know, score that many points in the fourth quarter. I think tonight we did a better job, but you know, we still could be better. We know that, but this is something to build on.
Green and the Spurs will have tonight off, but both the Rockets and the Mavericks are back in action. Houston puts its 15-game win streak on the line as it visits Oklahoma City at 7. Meanwhile, Dallas tries to put a stop to a three-game skid when it welcomes Denver to town at 7:30. And out on the ice, Erik Karlsson scored on a breakaway with 2 minutes and 19 seconds left in overtime as the Ottawa Senators beat the Dallas Stars 3-2. With the loss, Dallas falls to 37-23-6 on the year. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So, new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Howdy, this is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for House District 12, here to remind you to exercise your constitutional responsibility to vote and encourage others to do the same. Elections are extremely important to our republic, and as citizens of this great nation, it is our duty and responsibility to cast our ballots on Election Day, as well as encourage others to do the same. This Election Day, please get out and vote.
Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign. Brian Brown, Treasurer.
Hello, Brazos County. This is Terrence Nunn, candidate for Justice of the Peace in Precinct 2. I have 25 years of experience interpreting and enforcing the law in Brazos County. I have a true public servant's heart and volunteer for several nonprofit organizations in our community. I'm proudly endorsed by the Eagle as the most experienced and qualified candidate. If you want integrity, fairness, and a full-time Justice of the Peace, I'd be honored to have your vote. I'm reminding you that March 6th is the last day to vote. Visit nunnforjp.com. This political ad is paid for by Terrence Nunn Campaign, Stacey Nunn, Treasurer.
G'day there, I'm Nick Adams. I'm a Texan, I'm a Fox News commentator, and I love America. And this is a message about Paul Riga. He's running for re-election for the Brazos County Republican Party, and you need to vote for him. Keep the Brazos County Republican Party in conservative hands. Vote Paul Riga.
Howdy, I'm Paul Riga. I work hard and fight for you every day to keep Brazos County in Texas strong and conservative. I humbly ask for your vote.
Re-elect my dad, Paul Riga, Republican Party Chairman.
Political ad paid for by Paul Riga.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. If you're conservative in D.C., finding a date is hard.
Time Out says D.C. has the most singles in the nation actively dating and using dating apps. But behind the excitement of swiping left or right lurks something more. The judgment of whether you lean left or right.
I look for someone that's really socially liberal and open and accepting.
Republicans report being turned down by Democrats more often than the other way around.
It would be really, really hard for me to date anyone that considered voting for Trump.
So what's a conservative to do in such tense times?
Keep looking.
Keep looking.
Keep looking.
Keep looking.
Oh, just keep on moving on.
Hope that could work for you. Hey, congratulations to Leslie Donovan. If you didn't hear, we talked to her about a half an hour ago. Leslie, single mom, works two jobs, and registered one time in our Aggieland Roofing Raise the Roof promotion, and she won.
Which is awesome.
Signed up one time and wins, so she gets up to $5,000 for a new roof. So
she needs to go play
her.
The lottery today.
She really does. She does. Yeah, she's got her luck running for it. So there's a burger joint in California that unveiled a new cook. It's called Flippy. It's a robot.
Oh.
Flippy, the burger flipping droid. Now part of the kitchen staff at the Cali Burger in Pasadena. A human still required to put the burger on the grill, but Flippy takes over from there. Apparently uses artificial intelligence and 3D mapping technology to do its job.
Flippy.
What? It's a burger patty.
I want to be friends with Flippy.
Flippy. Okay. Hey, did you know that Where's Waldo is only Waldo in U.S. America? In other countries, it's Wally or Willie.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Where's Willie?
Where's Willie?
WTAW, College Station Bride.
It would let some teachers be armed at school. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A bill Florida's state Senate has approved would raise the minimum age to buy rifles to 21, and there would be also a three-day waiting period.
We need layers and layers and layers of security measures in these schools to make them safe.
Lori Alhadef's daughter was one of the 17 students and adults murdered in the Parkland shooting spree in nearly 3 weeks after the first lawsuit. Fox's Evan Brown live in Miami.
Now, Dave, an attorney representing one of the teenage victims from Stoneman Douglas High and his family has filed notices of intent to sue Broward County.